Perhaps one of the eclipse stories that you heard about this week was of a science teacher in Rochester, New York, who extended an invitation to his first class of students back in 1978 to put April 8th, 2024 on their calendars so they could experience the path of totality together in his front yard. I imagine the invitation went something like this. In 46 years, something amazing is going to happen. Something we can study together and look forward to and experience together. Let's gather and observe and recognize how much the world has changed, how much we will be changed, and yet still be able to have this common shared moment of wonder together. This to a class of 14 and 15-year-olds. What a great teacher. Surprisingly and wonderfully, over 100 students and their family members did just that, traveling near and far, a collection of people from across his 16 years worth of teaching high school classes made their journey, their pilgrimage, to be in a common place and connect with a former teacher and with one another. Mr. Moriarty's legacy as an impactful teacher on his ninth graders was obvious in the value these former students placed on the chance to be there in person on Monday. One student even putting off an important knee surgery. But even more telling is his sense of care and connection to them, shared in an observation that he made. Back in 1978, these teenagers were just beginning to understand and grow in their own identity. And that came with high walls of privacy and self-protection. Themes that I think are still familiar with adolescents and young adults and grown-ups today. But at this reunion of sorts, these adults came with their masks off, willing to share with realness the struggles and the joys of where life's paths had taken them. An unexpected community came together, and in the midst of them found the trust, the freedom, the desire to share their true selves, their accomplishments and their disappointments, their life's work and their unfinished dreams. They put a date on their calendar, and when the story of the upcoming eclipse caught their attention and some social media reminders, they remembered this invitation to gather with anticipation and uncertainty, and they decided to show up, to see what would happen, to be seen by classmates and a former teacher in the full light of day. Ha ha. The full darkness of the path of totality was not what we experienced here in North Carolina, but there were crowds of people out on the planetarium lawn and individuals who took time out of their day to participate in this rare communal event where science and the wonder of creation could sit next to each other. We had developed tools that allowed us to predict the day and the time of the path of impact of this event, and some folks even came up with their own predictions, although I didn't hear of any raptures. In the days between Jesus' death on the cross and the shock of the empty tomb, there was no measurement of when or how long the eclipse of Jesus' absence or presence with them would be. He had offered prophetic words, but in the in-between time from Golgotha to the garden, they were holding their breath and holding one another in grief. The gospel text for today is a portion of what is read on Easter Day services that are in the afternoon or evening. So we read this portion on Sunday afternoon of Easter Day. But this selection jumps in kind of in the middle of the story. It skips the part where the disciples are walking and talking, ruminating on and discussing the strange and terrible events that have taken place over their last few days. Their grief over the world changed with their trusted mentor, teacher, Messiah, now gone. And the strange reports from people they knew well that Jesus, who had died on Friday, was back in the flesh, not resuscitated, but resurrected. So fervent in their conversation, they were not even surprised by the stranger who joined them and journeyed with them on the road to Emmaus. After a 7 or so mile long walk, easily a few hours, they invited this person to be a guest with them at dinner, to join them as they gathered to share bread and wine and wonder at this strange moment, these strange stories. And it was in a moment of the breaking of the bread that they realized that it was revealed to them that they received the understanding that Christ was there with them, just as he had been before the cross and the tomb. And now, this moment of clarity in the full light of day, after they had experienced the total darkness of the loss of their beloved Jesus, he was with them again. And they had a moment where even in their joy, they were disbelieving. Their masks were down. They could see and speak the truth that this moment, this one moment of awe and uncertainty, of gratefulness and bafflement. Now, more than ever, their questions were spilling forth, and yet they were reassured that the promise of resurrection life, the promise of transformational love, the promise of forgiveness, the promise and the power of eternal life and love was alive in the world today. Because Jesus was there with them once again, saying, "Peace be with you." I wonder about your roads to Emmaus, your time of journey and conversation amongst the commute, amongst friends. And I think about our pilgrimage together as a community. We walk and we talk, we gather and pray, we ask questions and pursue projects, we pass the peace and we break the bread together. All the time, seeking and hopefully seeing Christ is amongst us, and Christ's love for the world is enacted through us. I wonder about the masks that we wear and how we might allow ourselves and offer one another the gift and the grace of setting those masks aside, showing up to one another in the full light of day, before and after the eclipses, the hardships that we will inevitably go through. I've been in the room where those masks have been dropped, like this week when students gathered with Bishop Jennifer and asked challenging questions, which were responded to with love. When a person reached out to find out if baptism really was available to them, despite all the identities they brought with them into the room, and to be able to say, "Yes, the invitation is true." When conversations in passing turn into an unexpected confession, a need for reassurance that God's grace is real, I'm thankful that in my role, I'm able to offer and extend that grace, but I'm not the only one who has that power. Each one of us who is in this place, seeking and seeing the face of Christ amongst us and amongst those beyond these doors, has the opportunity and the ability to share that invitation to God's love alive in these doors and outside. I hope that on your faith journey, you recognize Christ's presence with us in the breaking of the bread, in small group conversations, in those opportunities to reassure yourself in joy and disbelieving of the ways in which Christ's love is present to us and is available for us to offer to those in need around us. We are called to live that resurrection life. We have the ability to be reflections of that resurrection life. And in this season of Easter, we remind ourselves again and again to orient ourselves toward that way of living an Easter resurrected life. As we approach the end of this academic year, which is very important in many of our seasons, some preparing for transitions over the summertime, for respite, for programs, for job changes, or other new things that are on the horizon. Let us remember that on the road to Emmaus, on our daily commutes, in our daily lives, in our seasons of in between this thing and the next, that God is with us. God greets us, challenges us, calls us into relationship, that this life-giving, renewing, resurrection life is ours to live. Peace be with you. Let us continue to walk on this road together. Amen.
The Chapel of the Cross is an Episcopal church in the heart of Chapel Hill and the university community. Find out more at thechapelofthecross.org. There you can find our latest news and events, connect with our pastoral care team, Faith in Action Ministries, and offer a prayer request. You can also find us on social media, on Instagram at thechapelofthecross, and on Facebook and Twitter at COTC Chapel Hill. May you be nourished by the word to serve in the world.